It's clear from the questions I am getting that people are being extraordinarily dense on this point, so I figured I'd write it out in headline letters and hope for the best. The currency you have been using to buy bread for the past 100 years is not only worthless and unsupported, but it's actually worth less than zero, because it represents debt. It's somebody else's debt, but it looks like it's your debt, because you are hanging on to it and accumulating it. You'd be stuck with it, too, except that I claim their debt as our credit. Observe the FRN. It's a promissory note issued by two big foreign municipal corporations, but there is no date on it telling you when it's due for recoupment. Someday, they'll pay you back, presumably with something. Maybe a song and dance. It's no valid instrument, though it is evidence of debt. It's signed by two political appointees, the Secretary of the Treasury and the Secretary of the United States Corporation. It looks official, but what treasury? Which treasury? Whose treasury? Which United States? Since when does a municipal corporation have a treasury? Since when does the United States have a secretary? In Federal Title 12, there are references that make it clear that you can exchange Federal Reserve notes for United States silver certificates or coinage on a dollar-for-dollar basis. You can also redeem these debt chits for coupons or credit vouchers, and you can use these Federal Reserve notes in debt swap transactions called mutual offset credit exchange exemptions. You try to exchange one Federal Reserve note for one United States silver dollar at the Federal Reserve or the United States Treasury window and see the response you get. Film it. You will be laughed at. If you ask too many questions, security guards will be called. Tell your bank that you want to redeem a bunch of Federal Reserve notes for a credit coupon or voucher. They will stare at you as if you had turned into Mr. Ed and grown two heads. And God forbid that you walk into their establishment and say you want to do a debt swap, that is, a mutual offset credit exchange exemption, to pay off taxes this year. Explain that you owe them for fixing potholes and fire service, but they owe you for their entire national debt, so instead of continuing to recklessly loan them more credit year after year, you've decided to authorize a debt swap. Everything you owe them against an equal amount of what they owe you. You are offering to reduce their national debt. Now, how much more practical and friendly could you be? These were the three ways that you were supposed to be able to obtain remedy and relief. These were the offers they made to legalize the imposition of legal tender laws and give you I.O.G.S. issued by foreign municipal corporations with no payment date and no address in exchange for your gold and silver. And they never made these remedies available. When you ask them about their programs in support of these portions of the federal code, they don't have a word to say, and it seems likely that they never acted to provide any of the remedies to anyone at any time. There's plenty of evidence of them taking our silver dollars and our gold, but no evidence that the exchange ever went the other way, with us getting back silver dollars in exchange for their Federal Reserve notes, one to one. We know for a fact that my grandfather couldn't get silver dollars back in exchange for Federal Reserve notes in 1925, and I still couldn't get a single silver dollar back in exchange for a Federal Reserve note in 1971. Not from the United States Treasury. Not from the Federal Reserve. Not from the Secretary of the Treasury. Not from the Secretary of the United States. I was told that times have changed. And we are now trading on the good faith of the United States Congress. I laughed. It wasn't a pleasant laugh. The bureaucrat looked rather nervous and wasted no time retreating back to his office. If you have been following the exploits of the United States Congresses since 1863, you know what to make of these organizations and the high value we should all place on their good faith. There is no evidence that these pikers ever honored the reverse part of this 1:1 exchange rate published in the 1934 Emergency Banking Act. There's no evidence they ever issued credit vouchers or coupons. There's no evidence that they ever operated or advertised any kind of debt swap program allowing people to use their promised mutual offset credit exchange exemption. It wasn't available in 1925. It wasn't available in 1971. And it still isn't available in any organized form now. So there wasn't any remedy for the otherwise criminal seizure of our precious metals, and there wasn't, therefore, any legalization of the crime. It was a crime then, and it is still a crime. They got away with it by operating under color of law and using semantic deceits. You don't have to take my word for it. You can hear it in the words of Congressman Lewis T. McFadden, House Finance Committee, Banking Subcommittee Co-Chair. But, I hear some astonished people in the back row say, it spends, doesn't it? It spends into a deeper and deeper black hole, as they shift all their debts to you, both by bankruptcy fraud and by devaluation of this non-currency. And don't forget that these corporations and the principals responsible are also the ones who stole your gold and silver in equitable exchange for these less than worthless promises to pay in the first place. So watch the play. 1. Forced exchange of gold and silver for incomplete I.O.U.S. issued by unidentified municipal corporations under legal tender laws. 2. Failure to deliver specified remedies equals no legalization of the theft. 3. Bankruptcy fraud by the municipal corporations. 4. Debts of the municipal corporations foisted off on their victims who already paid them gold and silver in exchange for their I.O.U.S. 5. No equitable or legal exchange ever took place. Everything about the Federal Reserve and the United States Treasury operated by the International Monetary Fund is nothing but a massive intergenerational fraud and impersonation scheme. And all those involved are criminals for failure to provide remedy. They faked out the whole world and substituted their currency for ours. They impersonated our entire country and our government, like any common as-dirt credit card hacker does today. Then they stole the seigniorage, face value minus cost of producing these notes, used semantic deceit to make it look like we were the underwriters of this scheme, ran up what was their debt, but which appeared to be our debt, then forced us to exchange our gold and silver for their debt notes, never provided any remedy for this, so all this stands as a gross crime and breach of trust to this very day. We also have FDR on black and white movie film admitting that he illegally and immorally confiscated 20,000 metric tons of private gold from American civilians, used 6,000 tons to invest in the Federal Reserve banks, and the remainder to the World Bank and IBRD. International Bank of Reconstruction and Development. We haven't seen any of that return to us either. All this to say, there are many reasons why the Federal Reserve note and any United States note or similar debt-based currency has to go away. I know, some of you are going to start saying, but United States notes are gold-backed. No, they aren't. They are notes. They are IOUS. From the same people who brought you Federal Reserve notes. So now, I am sending them a note as the fiduciary of the United States of America Unincorporated. The game is over. Pay up or forfeit.